knew that when Moses went up to talk to God, they began building a golden calf. And then when God showed up on the mountain and caused the mountain to tremble, they began to tremble too. At least they had sense enough to be fearful and very afraid, because if a mountain will tremble by the voice of God, then people ought to have sense enough to know that there is a reason to be fearful. Yeah, they declared to Moses, you listen to God, and whatever he tells you, we'll receive it. Just don't let God talk to us no more, because we'll surely die. Well, Reverend Penn, how do we get from Moses to Jesus? Well, I'm glad you asked. The New Testament writers give us some insight into this matter, specifically in the Gospel of John, where Jesus had performed this miracle of feeding the 5,000 with two fish and five loaves of bread. In John 6:14, it said, then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. When Jesus was declaring that from your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water, some others in John 7:40 said, many of the people therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. Jesus Christ himself was obviously claiming that he was the prophet Moses predicted, for in John 5:46 he said, for had you believed Moses, you would have also believed me, because Moses was writing about me. Jesus went on and said, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that this commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said to me, so I speak. John 12:49-50. He goes on in John 16, right around 12 through the 16, where he says, I have much more to say to you now, but you cannot bear it now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he shall make known to you all truth. He shall take of what is mine and shall show it unto you. He will not speak on his own, but he will only speak what we have said unto him. You know, and so here it is, the words of Moses is being reflected through the voice of Jesus, that God would put his words in his mouth and you shall hear them. Let me just close on out with another two more New Testament references, because in Peter's initial sermon following Pentecost, he references this scripture in Deuteronomy when describing the Christ who was crucified and raised again from the dead. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, he says, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And goes on to say, for Moses truly said to the fathers, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me